La Toilette, or Nu au Miroir, Nude at the Mirror, 1931. Fondazione Musei Civici di Venezia, Galleria Internazionale d'Arte Moderna, Ca' Pesaro, Venice. Come closer to La Toilette, or Nu au Miroir. As is often the case with Bonnard, the scene looks familiar. A woman stands at her dressing table in the privacy of a bedroom. Yet the longer one looks, the more mysterious the space becomes. At the center of the composition, Marthe's silhouette rises the full height of the canvas. Standing on her heeled mules, she forms a long vertical line echoed by the window frame and the large mirror behind her. Her body acts as the central axis around which the whole space is organized. But the mirror defies our expectations. Instead of reflecting the female figure, it mainly shows a still life arranged on the dressing table. A few familiar objects, bottles, toiletries. Bonnard thus subverts the mirror's usual function. It does not serve to reproduce reality, but to multiply viewpoints and blur our perception. In the foreground, an armchair and a chair almost disappear beneath brightly colored garments. The fabrics unfold in broad sweeps of red, orange, pink, and white. They occupy a place just as important as the figure herself, contributing to the overall balance of the composition. Color reigns supreme here. The forms seem to emerge from color harmonies rather than from drawing. Luminous yellows, warm pinks, delicate greens, and touches of blue create a vibrant atmosphere in which light moves freely from one object to another. Outlines sometimes fade away in favor of color sensations that unify the entire surface of the painting. The space remains deliberately ambiguous. The window opens onto an exterior we can barely make out. Are we in Normandy or in Le Canet on the Côte d'Azur? Bonnard keeps us guessing. He blends memory, observation, and imagination to construct a place that no longer fully belongs to reality. This work reveals one of the painter's great ambitions in the 1930s, to transform an everyday scene into a complex orchestration of light, color, and visual rhythm. More than a woman before a mirror, Bonnard shows us here the memory of a moment reconstructed through painting.